I don't know if I can find this back again. I just got something all over my phone from Roden Track. The president is expected to announce softer fuel economy standards this afternoon. If he hasn't done so, have you seen anything, Mike? I haven't seen anything.
No.
Reportedly planned emissions walkback is aimed at easing prices for customers at dealerships, which would certainly be good news. I hope it's not too little too late after the OEMs have already...
I heard it's going to be around 3-ish this afternoon.
Oh, okay. Very good. We have Steve Mitchell on. Speaking of people we haven't talked to in a long while, he's a great guy. Steve Mitchell, CEO of Mitchell Research and Communications. Always a pleasure, Steve. It's been too long.
It has been way too long. It's great to talk to you, Paul.
Well, it's great to have you here, and I want you to get right to it because these interviews are short. What did you come up with the early polling for the gubernatorial and Senate primaries?
Well, first of all, in the primaries, we tested the Republican primary, and these are Republican people who said that they would be voting in the Republican primary. They could be independents or Democrats. But in the Republican primary, John James has a 48% to 11% lead over Mike Cox. Tom Leonard has 5%, and Eric Nesbitt has 2%. So John James, with his name identification from two statewide races and two elections and re-elections to Congress in Southeast Michigan, is very strong there. On the Democratic side, again, 48% for Jocelyn Benson over Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist and Sheriff of Genesee County, Chris Swanson. So Swanson's at 5% and Gilchrist is at 12%. So both Benson and John James have huge leads. However, in the Republican primary, Mike Cox and Eric Nesbitt and Tom Leonard have all been raising a lot of money, and so that race could become more competitive. However, Gilchrist and Swanson have not raised very much money, so it looks as though Benson's going to win that one by a large margin.
Interesting, because the first time, just very quickly, Steve, when I looked at this, I said, gee, where's Mike Duggan? But, of course, it was pointed out to me by my producer. This is Mike Duggan is not in the primaries because he's an independent. So he's not in this primary, and that's why he chose to be an independent, one of the reasons, I think.
That's exactly. Well, and quite frankly, polling that we did last year and showed that Duggan simply could not win a Democratic Party primary, and that's, I think, one of the reasons why Mike made the decision to run as an independent.
Why would that be after such great success?
Well, he's had great success in Detroit, and Detroiters are aware of it. Even people in the Tri-County area are aware of it. But statewide, he doesn't have the name identification that Jocelyn Benson has as Secretary of State, for instance.
Wow.
Or Dana Nessel as Attorney General.
Right. Well, it'll be fascinating to see, but he is not in that primary, so that's why he's not on this list. But I'm happy to see that it appears that Mike Rogers is doing well in his effort to become United States Senator.
Mike's doing really well. We did not do a primary race for him because he's been endorsed by Trump, and at the time we took this poll, nobody else was in the game. So Mike Rogers will be the nominee for the Republicans. But boy, there's going to be a barn burner in the Democratic primary where you've got Haley Stevens, Congresswoman Haley Stevens, and Mallory McMorrow, State Senator Mallory McMorrow, in essentially a statistical tie. Stevens has 27%, McMorrow has 24%, and Abdul El Sayed is not too far away either. He's at 16%. So that's going to be, I think, a real very close race at the end of the day. Stevens has the lead, but not by very much. We also did some general election matchups as well in the governor's race as well as in the Senate races. And in the governor's race, we found that the strongest candidate against Jocelyn Benson was John James, and John James led 37 to 31. With 16% for Mike Duggan. Now, Benson did have a point lead over Mike Cox and a 5-point lead over Eric Nesbitt. But again, it seems to me that Duggan is pulling more Democrats away from their candidate than he's pulling Republicans away from the Republican candidate. And I think Duggan is going to be very helpful to Republicans if he stays on the ticket, which I'm sure he's going to, given the amount of support and money that he's raising.
Yeah, well, they can follow the job he has done in Detroit. And I think there are a lot of people that will be supporting him. It's fascinating. The good news is we'll be checking with you far more often now that we're in the silly season. And you keep up the good work, Steve.
I will. Great to talk to you, Paul. Have a good holiday season.
Well, we'll talk to you during this holiday season, I'm sure. Steve Mitchell, CEO of Mitchell Research and Communications Incorporated. He has his finger on the pulse on these things. Thanks again for the team's work. The team, the team, the team. Mike Parsons, Daniel Mason, Rich Lusinginsky. What's that?
I hit the wrong button.
All right, now I'm late.
It's sorry, my fault.
Danielle, I'm late because he interrupted me in the middle of my goodbye. I was going to hit the close perfectly. So stand by for JR Afternoon with Ryan Ermani. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Regards, Paul W. Smith.